From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Aid agencies reporting nearly 7,000 Rohingya refugees stranded in dire conditions on the Bangladesh side of the border with Myanmar have been allowed to enter the country. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
The refugees who were stranded for 4 days in no man's land are now being assisted by aid agencies in Cox's Bazar. Spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says the refugees have told aid workers heartbreaking stories about their perilous escape from Myanmar.
Talking about families saying that they could only take some of their children out of Myanmar and left others behind with neighbors, people who walked for 11 days.
Nearly 600,000 Rohingya have fled violence in Myanmar since late August, and agencies say more are on their way to Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 30 Egyptian policemen have been killed in a shootout with militants in the country's western desert. Security officials say the policemen came under fire as they were searching for suspected members of Hassam, a group that has claimed responsibility for several attacks in Egypt during the past year. The officials said 8 other security personnel were also wounded in southwest Cairo. There has been no claim of responsibility. Earlier, a false claim of responsibility from Hassam circulated on social media and was reported in various media outlets. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Spain's prime minister is set to unveil the government's latest effort to halt Catalonia's independence bid. We get more on the story from VOA's Penny Dixon.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he will announce on Saturday measures to impose direct rule on the wealthy region of Catalonia over its bid to succeed. Spain's King Felipe VI called for a unified Spain.
España tiene que hacer frente.
Spain needs to face up to an unacceptable secession attempt on its national territory, which it will resolve using legitimate democratic institutions, respecting our constitution, adhering to the values and principles of the parliamentary democracy in which we have lived for 39 years.
The socialists, the main opposition, said Friday they would back special measures to impose central rule on the region to thwart the secessionist-minded Catalan government and end a crisis that has unsettled the euro and hurt confidence in the eurozone's fourth-largest economy. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast inside a crowded mosque in Kabul has killed dozens of worshippers. We get more from IS Ghul.
It was, in fact, a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims, where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were 2 attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
Another attack in Gore province killed at least 33 people. Thousands of Somalis gather on Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday, when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed reportedly expected to announce the new offensive to deal with the terrorists within a few days. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition looks set for a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election, according to media polls, possibly even retaining its 2-thirds majority in the more powerful lower house of parliament. Japanese voters may not love Abe, but they appear to want to stick with what they know rather than hand the reins over to an opposition with little or no track record. Abe dissolved the lower house a little more than 3 weeks ago on a day it convened for a special session, forcing the snap election. For more news, as always, we invite you, join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.